Czesław Válek, lawyer by profession, has been in the media a lot in recent weeks due to his role as the director of the Prague Pride Festival. Previously, he has held government offices such as director of the Office of the Council for Roma Affairs. He has lived in both Krakow and Budapest and is a member of the Czech Republic's Polish minority. I spoke to him about his work, human rights, and how he feels the first Prague Pride Festival went.
The festival went exceptionally well, not only Saturday, which was the highlight, but whole 5 days. Events were massively visited, and I think this is what we wanted to achieve. Of course, Saturday march, parade, and the concert was an absolute highlight, and we didn't expect that so many people will turn out. But what I really liked is that those thousands of people who turned out came with a positive energy. They were smiling, they were nice to each other, they just came to celebrate, and this is exactly what we wanted to do.
And you were the chairman of the board of organizers. Can you tell me a bit about how your involvement with Prague Pride started and then maybe how much work it was to put this big festival together?
It actually was an accident that I became chairman of the board. My involvement with Prague Pride started, I think, in autumn last year when I was contacted by a few people asking me to write a bylaw of the organization, and I came for several meetings offering my help in communication with police and with the government, because this is what I've done before. And somehow in January, everybody knew that I'll be leaving the office, the governmental office, and we were searching for the coordinator, because without it, it wouldn't make sense. And they all screamed, "Czesław, you have to do it. You will be jobless." So I said, okay, well, let's try for a month or something. We tried and nobody else wanted to do it. So I was stuck with the job till the end.
And you mentioned already that you worked in the government before this. You worked as the director of the Office of the Council for Roma Affairs. Can you tell me a bit about your work there?
I started in the government as the director of the office, but last 2 years I was deputy minister for human rights, and then when the government didn't have a minister, I was basically replacing the human rights commissioner. But, well, it was 8 years ago when I started as a director of the Office for Roma Community Affairs. It was basically a job that concentrated on Roma, on the policies that the government should create or created on Roma and its development, its implementation and its monitoring.
And you already mentioned also that you then served as a deputy to the Human Rights Commissioner and up through his resignation, and then later took over the portfolio. How did you experience this time, and how did you feel about the whole period of the resignation of Mr. Kocáb?
I entered the office in March, so basically 2 months before the first government that we worked with collapsed. And although, like, for me those 2 years were incredibly interesting and I learned a lot, and I think that we achieved actually a lot, I have to say that this unstable political environment that we lived in wasn't really very favorable for long-term work. Because, like, as I said, I entered the office in March. In May, we knew that the government is falling. So we were rushing with some documents to be finalized by May because we didn't know what will happen next. Then there was a new government, the Kocáb state, as a minister for human rights. But there was, like, the Green Party was pushing him for resignation at one moment, so he had to resign. And it was, again, 5 months of work and, again, like, collapse. And then he became a commissioner, but soon after the government changed and Premier Nečas called him off. So it was very politically unstable situation. On the other hand, we managed to achieve a lot in terms for human rights in this country, and I'm happy for this experience.
What do you feel, in which area were the biggest achievement of that ministry and then later commission or portfolio?
There were two areas that we concentrated the most. In legal sphere, it was laws that regulate functioning of NGOs. we passed through two amendments of a law on foundations and amendments on a law on public benefit organizations. But also we prepared law that will, once passed, will be a breakthrough in this NGO sector, which is law on public benefit status. In the other area where I think we did a lot is a Roma minority. Also because at that time this racist attacks were in the highest, and together with Premier Fischer there was a mood or environment that the government really struck the right extreme with the biggest strength I've ever seen. So we did Leti and Hodonin, which are the former concentration camps for Roma. We, after 20 years, we managed to find money for reconstruction of those places and for creating some kind of dignified place of memory. But also the second thing which I'm really proud of is that finally the government apologized for the unlawful sterilization of Roma women, which was going on in the past.
And by profession, I believe you're a lawyer, and I was going to ask you, where did you study law, and did you specialize in a certain area of law?
Yeah, I studied law in Krakow, because I am Polish minority living in Czech, but and the Polish government is offering the stipends to minorities. So I studied in Krakow, but from beginning I knew that I won't be a classic lawyer in the court, but I would like to concentrate more on legislation and human rights. So, third year of studies, I concentrated on international law and human rights more specifically. And then I continued with human rights at the Budapest Central European University School, where I studied human rights specifically.
And you have lived in Krakow, you've also studied in Budapest, so you know the region quite well. How would you say, how does tolerance towards same-sex couples in the Czech Republic compare to, say, Poland or Budapest, or Hungary, rather? And would you say religion plays a factor or plays a role in the acceptance of LGBT individuals?
Yeah, definitely. When I was in Krakow, it was 93 till 99. At that time, there was one gay club in Krakow. And Krakow is considerably liberal city, although like all Catholic institutions are based there. But like in terms of culture, I think that people who are living in Krakow are considered to be liberal, but still towards the LGBT minority. At that time, when I was studying there, it wasn't so open. I know that right now there are more clubs, there is more life, but at that time it wasn't so open. Also, I remember that the first parade that was taking place in Krakow was pretty violent. In Budapest, on the other hand, when I was there, it was very open. It was 2000, so it was very open. I participated in the first parade there. It was absolutely without problems. So that's why I'm like shocked what's going on in Hungary right now. When you look at the last parade, which we were caged as an animals during the whole route because of those right-wing parties and people. And I always thought that Budapest is very open, very liberal city, more like a Prague, you know. And I really, this year when I participated at the parade, I was really surprised how it went, negatively surprised how it went.
And lastly, Prague Pride has just wrapped up, and I was going to ask you, what are your plans now, work-wise, for after the festival?
Well, we're going to Spain for 4 months. I got a stipend to study Spanish, to work there, to study the social policies there. So we're going to Spain for some time, and we'll see afterwards. I would like to continue with Prague Pride, maybe not as a coordinator, but as some kind of team member. And we'll see, maybe I'll stay in Spain.
And do you think Prague Pride will become a regular annual event in the city?
Yeah, I'm sure. I think that many understood that this has incredible potential. And it's not only about people who are organizing it, but it's mainly about people, clubs, organizations. That's so how many people can come. And for many, it brought a business of a year, you know. And I'm pretty sure that many of those clubs who see business behind it will be willing to participate in it. And I think that the biggest role right now of the team would be to keep this balance between human rights and business, so it will not become only purely commercial.